The disciplinary trial of Baltimore police officer Brian Rice enters its third day today. Lieutenant Rice was the commanding officer during the incident that led to the death of Freddie Gray back in April of 2015. Tensions were high during yesterday's proceedings. WIPR's Dominique Maria Benessi was there and is on the line now. Dominique, prosecution lawyer Neil Duke introduced a witness yesterday who came under fire from the defense and from the trial board. Who was this witness and why was there such opposition?
The witness introduced yesterday by Duke was Captain William Parker Lone from the Internal Affairs Investigation Unit for Montgomery County Police. He was the supervisor in the internal investigation that was conducted by Detective Sergeant Thomas Curtis. Now, we've already heard about Detective Curtis in the last hearing. Duke wanted to bring Parker Lone onto the stand to testify how Rice broke from departmental policy. During the last trial board of Officer Caesar Goodson, Parker Lone was not brought in, but I think as the defense this time began to poke holes in Montgomery County's investigation again, Duke felt he needed another witness to testify that the investigation was complete and thorough. But defense lawyer Michael Davey said Parker Lone was not the only decision maker when it came to charging Rice and the other officers. The Internal Investigation Review Panel from Montgomery County voted on what charges would be for each of the officers. Davey also pointed out that Parker Lone sustained charges on Rice at stop one, which the Montgomery County Internal Panel then did not sustain. And in the end, the panel allowed him to testify under strict understanding that Parker Lone did not have knowledge of the BPD's policies and procedures.
What did defense lawyers have to say when they questioned Parker Lone?
He asked a few questions. He asked, one, if he had ever served in the Baltimore Police Department. Two, if he had ever read the BPD's lengthy list of policies and procedures. Or three, any other information other than the investigation his colleague Curtis had conducted. And to all these questions, Parker Lone said no. So Davey also pointed out that Parker Lone's findings report, he noted that certain policies were not distributed to officers by the BPD prior to the incident, yet Wright still faces charges that he violated those policies. Also, Major Melvin Powell from Prince George's County, he's the head of the trial board, said that there were civilian witnesses like Brandon Ross, a friend of Freddie Gray's that took the video of his arrest, that were never interviewed by Parker Lone or Curtis. Powell basically said it seemed like they were taking shortcuts on this investigation. And, you know, Parker Lone responded to that by saying, these internal investigations for the administrative hearings could only begin once the criminal proceedings were over for the officers.
I understand that Parker Lone had a list of charges for each of the six officers involved in the Freddie Gray incident based off the findings of the investigation that his colleague, Detective Sergeant Thomas Curtis, conducted. Did we hear what those charges were?
No, we really didn't get to hear what the individual charges were due to the defense objecting multiple times to the prosecution's questions. The prosecution's questions were relating the charges to the BPD policy, which, as we previously stated, the hearing panel nor the defense saw Parker Lone as an expert in these policies.
So what happened to those charges?
So here I think it's important to point out that Curtis's investigation concluded Parker Lone took all of Curtis's evidence into account and wrote up a list of charges and his reasoning for them. He then took this list to a panel, the Montgomery Internal Investigation Review Panel, and they had the final say of which charges the Baltimore City Police Commissioner, Kevin Davis, would bring against Rice and the other officers facing trial board. So we've known about the 10 charges, but we're not sure which ones Parker Lone submitted and which ones were submitted by the Montgomery Internal Investigation Review Panel.
Lieutenant Rice's disciplinary hearing continues today. WIPR's City Hall reporter Dominique Maria Benessi will continue to keep us updated. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.